Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's today? We had a whole holiday weekend. I guess today is Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm happy to be here with you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepherd is coming to you live from New York City. And with our powers combined, we are not Captain Planet. We're just here on CBS Sports Radio. So thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. We appreciate you. You could be locked in on the free Odyssey app. You could be listening right now on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Be tuned in on Sirius XM channel 158, or you could be locked in on a smart speaker. I don't care how you listen. I'm just happy that you're here. And here is where I will be for the next 4 hours. Here's the deal. 2 hours from now, and I do this every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. And tonight, we're going to take a look at some athletes, some professional athletes who, quite frankly, need to, stop the talking. They chat too much. They run their mouth. They need to go on a verbal hiatus. They need to say absolutely nothing. And so I'll share that list with you 2 hours from now. Even going through today in the world of sports, everybody's favorite head coach, Bill Belichick, he spoke earlier today, said a whole lot of nothing, actually took some responsibility for some issues that have gone on with the New England Patriots and their practice habits in the past. And so we'll hear from everybody's favorite, Bill Belichick. Joe Mazzulla still has a job here. Aaron Rodgers is in the news. There's still so much conversations being had about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. You would think he's still in Green Bay, but there's still articles being written about his exit. And I'm saying to myself, isn't this old news? Like, haven't we seen this, read this, gone through this over the past 3 years, almost 4 years at this point? But yeah, there's still more details here for that. Joe Mazzulla still has a job. How about that? Oh, yeah, and by the way, the NBA Finals, they start tomorrow. And so we've actually heard from some of the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat, and I got to be honest here. The wait for the NBA Finals this season is just, it's been forever. It really has. I mean, let's think about this. The Denver Nuggets will have, they're going to have 9 days off by the time they tip off tomorrow night. And that's like a basketball eternity. And then you get extra rest here in the NBA Finals. And so it's not, you know, a day off and then you play again and a day off and then you play again. We got game one on Thursday. And then they play again on Sunday and then Wednesday and then Friday and then Monday. If we actually get to a game seven, let's think about this. I'm sure of this, yeah, because I know the calendar. By the time I'm done with this show tonight, it's going to be June 1st. But depending on where you live, if you're out west, you're going to be pulling up on June 1st. So that's just the facts. the NBA Finals Game 7 can potentially stretch all the way to June 18th. That's 3 weeks, folks, okay? That's 3 weeks. 1 to 18, all right? Not a calendar, I get it. We're 3 days off, but that's 3 damn weeks. So I'm really looking forward to the NBA Finals finally starting tomorrow, and the world can just move on. Shep, how you doing? You ready for this basketball tomorrow, man?
I'm ready, man. More than the Heat, but they got to be exhausted at this point. But I'm definitely ready for the NBA Finals, JR. It's about time we get the Nuggets playing. It seems like a month since they've been on the court.
Yeah, well, we'll see how everybody is ready to go. The Miami Heat should still be pumping on all cylinders, and Denver Nuggets, and we talked about this last night. You know, how are they going to be? Are they going to be rusty, or are they going to be rested? Like pick one. And so the results of the game will dictate, you know, what is said about the Nuggets. Or they had too much time off, or they were rested and they just whooped up on the Heat. I think the Nuggets will win tomorrow. I told you already, I think they'll win the entire series and walk away with the championship. And that's because, A, they got the best player in the game. And that dude's name is Nikola Jokic. And so today, NBA Finals Media Day. Let's chat it up and get it over with so we can get to some damn basketball. Mike Malone is the chief. I don't want to call him whiner in charge, but he's always running his yap about the lack of respect that the Denver Nuggets have received. He's bigging his dudes up and crapping on everybody else. Well, at least telling people, hey, stop talking about the Lakers. And Mike Malone today, he was asked, what makes Nikola Jokic special? This is what he said.
As you know, is a very different NBA star in that he's not as front-facing and doesn't do as much, you know, podcasting and film and TV off the floor and that kind of stuff. I was curious how, if at all, how different that makes his relationship with the city and the fan base, if that makes any difference.
Well, you know, I've been here for 8 years now, and I think if anything, the fans here, and not just in Denver, but Nugget fans everywhere, even back home in Serbia, I think they appreciate and respect him for that. He's not trying to be something he's not. He's not trying to create a narrative other than, I'm Nikola Jokic, I play for the Denver Nuggets, I'm going to do everything I can to help our team win, and I'm going to do it with class, I'm going to do it with professionalism, and I'm never going to make it about me.
Isn't that nice? Like a dude who isn't just running his mouth about himself, and that's why tonight I'm giving you a top six list of athletes who need to stop talking. Nikola Jokic, he talks and he don't want to talk. He wants to play basketball. He wants to drink a beer. He probably still wants to drink a liter or a gallon of Pepsi before the basketball game, but he doesn't do that anymore. Now he just goes out there and puts up Wilt Chamberlain numbers and just whoops ass. He has 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 17 assists for you, and he's just dominating in a way that we've never seen before. And we know about his lack of just otherworldly athleticism, but he is ridiculously skilled. And so today, Nikola Jokic specifically was asked about someone in the NBA who was ridiculously skilled, so much so that he got a dumb nickname, the Big Fundamental. That would happen to be Mr. Tim Duncan. Nikola Jokic asked about those comparisons, that they're both fundamentally sound.
Coach keeps comparing you to Tim Duncan and your unselfishness. How much did you look up to Tim when you were growing up? And did you actually pinpoint that selfishness and say, hey, I want to model my game after that?
Yeah, model my game, probably, yes. Yes, probably he's one of the best power forward players that played the game. He did with such a ease and, it's really, really. I remember when he played against me. He was a little bit older, but he still gave me the easiest 20 points I ever in life. Probably, he always had a counter. He was so patient, and I think he's a great player to look up to and to model your game to him.
Okay, I agree, Nikola Jokic. Everyone should model their game after Tim Duncan, yes. If everybody modeled their game after Tim Duncan, then the world would be a boring place. I'm glad we do have some jackasses running around just trying to fly all the time. And maybe not take threes. I hate that. But, man, it'd be a YMCA game if it was just Tim Duncan every day. No, thank you. Tim Duncan, one of my favorite players as well. Somebody who's going to have to stop Nikola Jokic, and he can't do it. I don't think anybody can, is Jimmy Guarantee Butler. Every time Jimmy Butler has an opportunity to guarantee a victory, to guarantee a series win, he goes out there and he does it. Last year he said, hey, we lost game 7. We're going to be right back in the space, and this time we're going to the finals. Well, he did that. Just last week, Jimmy Butler said that they were going to win game 6. They didn't do that. So I don't know what to believe from Jimmy Butler. I'm going to assume nothing until it actually happens. Jimmy Butler, he was asked about slowing down Nikola Jokic, and I don't think he can. Listen.
What is the key to slowing Jokic?
Guarding him as a team with all 5 guys. You know, he does everything so well. And we're going to have to be in the gaps. We're going to have to gang rebound. You know, we can't have defensive lapses. And we're just going to have to get after it. I think at the end of the day, he's a major key, as DJ Khaled would say. And we're going to have to lock in.
Okay, yeah, DJ Khaled says a lot of things. He says major key. What's that main thing that he says? I can't even remember. Another one.
Another one.
Another one. That's what DJ Khaled says. Yeah. The Miami Heat needed a lot of other ones just to finally advance, but they didn't. Here they are. And so it should be a fun series. Should be. I know there are a lot of people who are not excited about this. There's no LeBron. There's no Giannis. There's no Steph Curry. You got Nikola Jokic, who is exciting as a VCR, and Jimmy Butler, who is more of a grinder. But if you like basketball, then you're going to love it. If you love fundamental play, you're going to love it. And Eric Spoelstra, the man who's helping to concoct a formula to slow down the Nuggets, this is what he said is going to decide the series.
We're not even getting into any of that stuff. Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. If Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that. This thing is going to be decided between the 4 lines. They also got to come back to Miami if we want to make it about that. We'll turn off the air conditioning. They got to play in 90-degree humidity. This thing is going to be decided between those 4 lines. And we'll decide it then.
Oh, okay. A little mile high altitude not going to make a difference now for the Miami Heat now, is it? Okay. We'll find out. We'll see. And I'm not going to draw any major conclusions regardless of who wins tomorrow's game. I'm not. Hit me up on Sunday after game 2. I'm not going to look at tomorrow and go, oh, my God, the Heat went to Denver and they won a game. Oh, my God, they're going to do it. I'm not going to look at Denver and go, oh, man, if they beat the Heat, they're just gonna run through them. I don't think that's going to be the case at all. Game 1 should be interesting, but I don't think it'll be a full indicator, as it's going to take some time for them to get settled into this series. But I'll say this again last night for anybody who didn't listen. Or maybe you didn't hear me 5 minutes ago. I got the Nuggets winning this series in 6 games. They have the best player in Nikola Jokic. They have the most dynamic scorer in Jamal Murray. And I think up and down the roster, you can certainly find more consistency. And I think the Denver Nuggets also, they're too big. The team is too big. What are you going to do? Throw Kevin Love out there to do what? Bam Adebayo is going to be defending Nikola Jokic. So what? Everybody else can just pull up on threes or cut to the basket? It's Caleb Martin is going to have to become Michael Jordan if they win this series. And then we haven't even discussed Tyler Hero. Is he going to play? How does he fit in? Do you want him to fit in? Do you want him out there handling the ball? Do you need the offense? So many questions. Is Denver too high? Not that type of high, but altitude. Is Denver too high? Is Denver going to be rusty? Is Tyler Hero going to play? Who's going to stop Jokic? Is Jimmy Butler having another guarantee? Is this one going to work out as well? So many questions, and we will start to see answers tomorrow night. It's been 9 days for the Nuggets, but the NBA Finals are on deck. And it may not be the most exciting series. It may not be the sexiest names. But it should be some damn good basketball. Because these are actually teams. It should be fun to watch. Let's see what the Nuggets can do. I think they'll win the whole series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got a top six list coming for you later on in the show. Athletes who need to stop running their yap. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the newest news, the latest news of the beef that got him, well, I don't want to say booted, that just got him out of Green Bay. Bill Belichick, always fun to listen to. We'll hear Bill Belichick. And then how about this? We have a new coaching hire in the NBA. Somebody just got a new job. And the coaching carousel and musical chairs, it continues on. I'm going to tell you which coach got a new job on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about this team and the coach, the new one on the other side, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. From you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you right before the break, this can't be considered breaking news. It's just, it's the offseason, NBA offseason, but it's news regardless. The Pistons finally have a new head coach. Monty Williams, who was given the boot by the Phoenix Suns after they lost, and we know Kevin Durant first time, and Booker together, and then Chris Paul going down with an injury. I guess you can expect that with his age. Monty Williams was pretty much shown the door. And so now Monty Williams has a job. And he's going to be with the Detroit Pistons, who got rid of Dwayne Casey. And to be honest here, he's going to be expected to build up and bring this team. And there's a lot of work to be done with the Pistons. They won 17 games last season. They have a lot of young talent. Cade Cunningham really didn't play last year for a variety of injuries. He had a calf, or not a calf, but a shin, that ultimately took him out and closed him down, or shut him down. You had Ivy playing. You had Wiseman come in and be traded to the Pistons from the Golden State Warriors. You have Doran. They got a lot of young guys. By the time the Detroit Pistons are actually good, all of them will not be there. And Monty Williams will be there. This is almost like a starter project for him. They gave him a gigantic deal. 6 years, $72 million. That amounts to $12 million a season. If you want to look at the value of a contract per year, Greg Popovich was the highest paid coach in the NBA last season. He made $11.5 million. Monty Williams is coming in here to help groom the Detroit Pistons, and he's getting $12 million a season. He got 6 years. There's going to be an expectation here that at some point over the next couple of years, maybe sooner than later, that they can go to the playoffs, that they can get punched in the mouth, that they can learn, that they can bounce back, that they can develop themselves into a championship team. And dare I also say that the Pistons are going to have another draft asset. Yeah, they're not in the top three, but they will be selecting at number five this season. So the Detroit Pistons got a lot of young players. They have a solid head coach. Monty Williams has gone to a finals. This man has been coach of the year. He was wanted by multiple teams. You had the Raptors who wanted to hire him. The Bucks ultimately wanted to bring him on as well. And he's been around the block all those years with the Hornets and the Pelicans, and then obviously with the Phoenix Suns since 2019. He had 3 years, $20 million left on his deal, but I don't think that matters anymore when you got a guaranteed $72 million on your way. And I know, I say it quite often, superstar players, the superstars are making upwards of $60 million per year. That's where they're going. And now you have coaches making 12 a year. A 6 year, $72 million contract almost 20 years ago was almost a middle towards being an all-star type contract in the NBA. And now this cash is going to coaches. Everybody is making money hand over fist. And when you look at some of the coaching hires that we've already seen here in this NBA offseason, Philadelphia 76ers got their hands on Nick Nurse. He was with the Raptors. You got the Houston Rockets. They picked up Ime Udoka, who used to be on the Celtics. We know why he's not on the Celtics. And then you got the Milwaukee Bucks. They're grabbing Adrian Griffin. And we know, so Budenholzer is out. And hey, Shep, what other coach? Is Budenholzer the only guy, or Doc Rivers there as well?
Doc, Budenholzer, Nurse.
Well, Nurse got a job.
Right. I see what you're saying in terms of who's out. Doc and Budenholzer, yeah, with Monty being, yeah, that's. I mean, Steve Kerr's obviously still there. Ty Lue is still there. Yeah, those are the four major guys that got let go. Two obviously got head coaching jobs rather quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the name of the game. I'm a little surprised that Monty Williams got more than Popovich. But this shows you how bad I guess the Pistons are willing to spend. And let's be real here. They won 17 games last season. I saw the Pistons play in person. I don't remember a damn thing. I remember more of watching James Wiseman. This is actually pretty terrible. These are the type of things. I'm going to tell the James Wiseman story. The Pistons were getting ready to take on the Atlanta Hawks. I am on the court for warm-ups, and I'm just out there just shooting video, just putting it on social media. James Wiseman was warming up. He was just traded by the Golden State Warriors to the Pistons, maybe, I don't know, a couple of weeks before. And so I got some video of Wiseman warming up, and I tagged him. I tagged him on Instagram, like in the course of him warming up. And then lo and behold, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes later, and this is still before the game. The game is getting ready to go on. And I don't know, maybe it was somebody with his account. I doubt it. And James Wiseman saw everything that I posted of his through Instagram. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute here. This has to be like a social media agent, or this has to be a manager, somebody looking at his stuff. But then I said, no, the timeline from when he left the court and all of a sudden saw the video that I took of him, it just lined up too perfectly. And I said to myself, man, everybody's allowed to decompress however you want to. There's certainly a time frame where when you are playing, you got to leave your phone alone. But I mean, damn, focusing on the game. Why are you looking at Instagram of what I post to you? Why are you shooting around? Focus on the game. I'm doing my job. You do yours. And so, I don't know, maybe Monty Williams will teach them a few things about game preparation. Checking Instagram before the game or checking Instagram at work isn't bad. Hey, Shep, people checking Instagram in the office in New York?
I tell you what they're not doing in the office. They're not putting in clips that should be put in. That's what they're doing. As far as checking Instagram, I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, well, damn. Well, maybe they're taking lessons from James Wiseman.
I'm just keeping it real tonight, JR.
I don't know. Maybe they're learning from James Wiseman.
Well, James Wiseman, I mean, he's got upside. Give him that. You know, it's interesting. You know, you wonder, I know you talked about it last night. I know you're not going here, but was James Wiseman a tipping point for Bob Myers and why he stepped away? I mean, a lot of people talked about Bob Myers stepping away because he thought that was the end of the dynasty. But I think it's honestly because they basically said F you to some of his draft picks.
For continuity's sake, it's hard to develop guys when you don't know when you're going to play. And for James Wiseman, I mean, the facts are, it wasn't even like he was a college player. He went to college. He was pretty much named ineligible for Memphis. He basically came right out of high school. And so you're asking a dude right out of high school to show up with the Warriors and help in some type of capacity, and he didn't do it. And the time frame for what the Golden State Warriors are doing right now didn't work. I wouldn't be surprised if James Wiseman developed over the next few years into being, I don't know, an all-star. He was taken number two overall. I don't know if he's going to suck or if he's going to be great. Nobody does. I've seen what he's done. I think he has talent. I think like most young players and like a lot of NBA players, and this is what separates the normal dudes from the stars, it's just consistency. And the Golden State Warriors did not have patience for that, given his injury history and him not being prepared. He's wet behind the ears. So we talk about all the coaches moving around and Bob Myers stepping down and calling it a wrap in Golden State. That could certainly be one of the reasons why. It really could. And if I'm him, is he taking a year off? Is he going to go do television? Who knows? We'll find out soon enough. James Wiseman got to put in the work, though. Let's see if Monty Williams can get to him better than he got to DeAndre Ayton.
It can't be worse.
Like those two, huh?
Can't get worse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, between him and DeAndre between him and DeAndre Ayton.
They weren't speaking, JR.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was getting ready to say.
Right.
At the end of their tenure there, especially at the end of the playoffs last year, they didn't chat. So we'll see what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And, you know, there's even more movement going on with young players in the NBA. They got more options than college. I told you about Wiseman going to college, Memphis playing for Penny Hardaway, and then being told, hey, you can't play, you're ineligible. And these young guys have more options. And then I mentioned Bob Myers might be moving to TV. There's some interesting news that have hit the television front this evening as well. One having to deal with Shannon Sharp, and then another one having to deal with the Padres. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about all these changes in the NBA, the coaching carousel, the musical chairs. Monty Williams is no longer the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Monty Williams is now the head coach of the Detroit Pistons on a year-to-year basis, on an average basis, a yearly average basis. He's also the highest paid coach in the NBA right now. Monty Williams signed to the Pistons to lead that young team. 6 years, $72 million total. That's $12 million a season. Greg Popovich made $11.5 million last year. And so you always want to up the ante and continue to raise the salaries for the next guy. And so that's what happens here with Monty Williams. And they have enough young talent. Let's see if they can continue to improve. Eventually, they're going to start flipping some of those young guys for some established players, unless they can really, really get some difference makers in the building. Some additional changes. This actually was announced a couple of hours ago for my folks who like to listen to people yell at each other on television. Shannon Sharpe will be leaving Undisputed with Skip Bayless. And was there really a shock there? A couple of months ago, it seemed like Shannon didn't even want to be bothered with the guy, got upset with him live on the air, not able to express his point. And so it's been said that he has reached a buyout of his contract with Fox. And so you will no longer see Skip and Shannon on Undisputed. And Skip Bayless will have to find somebody else to yell with or at. I have no idea what he's going to fill in. To be honest, I've never sat and watched the show. I've only seen the clips that go viral online. Some other news that have come down the pipe or has come down the pipe. And this has pretty much been the case. And one of the dumbest, I guess I can't call it dumb. It's not my money. And one of the dumbest sports media deals, if you want to call it that, ever. You're probably familiar with Bally Sports. Depending on where you live, Bally Sports, whether it's South, East, Midwest, West, whatever the hell it might be, they probably broadcast some of your local teams. Baseball, NBA, NHL. Well, the system that they acquired or the assets that they bought from Fox Sports a few years ago was to basically broadcast games, to broadcast sporting events. And they bought the whole entire package for about $11 billion. This was in 2019. And so Fox Sports went bye-bye, and Bally Sinclair basically came in. Now, here's the kicker. They had rights to distribute your favorite team, let's say the Hawks, maybe not, on television. Not so much in every market, digital streaming rights. And I think most of us know that the world is going to streaming. And so, unfortunately, Sinclair and Bally hasn't gotten its hands on streaming rights while television basically suffers and people cut the cord. And so it was only a couple of months ago that Bally / Sinclair had to declare bankruptcy. And they have also started to default on some of their contracts, the first one with the San Diego Padres. And so Major League Baseball is taking over production of the San Diego Padres television broadcast because Bally did not write the check to distribute. And so the world is starting to collapse and crumble underneath us. And in a lot of cases, this is just, I don't want to say people being greedy, but a combination of people being both greedy and stupid, thinking that we can sign this deal and take over the television rights and that Major League Baseball and or the NBA or anyone else was just going to say, hey, yeah, sure, we'll also do a deal with you to stream these games. the leagues want to be in control of the streaming and the digital rights. And if they're not, they want to go ahead and have it be with someone who's going to be moving forward and not a cable model. They want to work with Amazon. For all the criticism that Major League Baseball gets about how they distribute games, Major League Baseball puts games on Peacock, Apple TV. It just every streaming platform possible, baseball is putting on games. It'd be nice if they picked one instead of just getting in bed with everybody. I heard that's not always the safest thing. But the fact is, this is the future. You got to get involved in streaming. And everything that has ever had to do with cable is pretty much suffering. And sports is really no different. These are things that these leagues should have been doing for a very, very long time. Hey, Shep, you're here with me every night. I was going to say most nights, almost every night. How do you consume sports? I mean, basically, for the most part, probably in the studio, right? Just like me.
Yeah, I'm like, honestly, so much of the content, I'm not going to lie to you. You have a
social.
But you specifically, like, among many things, like, this is your level of expertise. You find sound like no one I've ever met. So much of the sound that I'm privy to is just honestly following you on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, because here's the thing. There's so much content out there.
Right.
That it gets, honestly, it gets very saturated. But I know if you post something, A, we're going to use it on the show. B, it's worth paying attention to. And so there's very few of you that do that. You're one of them. So I honestly, so much of the content I get is you putting it out there. Like I didn't know Shannon Sharpe left the FS1.
Oh, well, yeah, it came out this evening, tonight. Can you blame him? Can you blame him?
Well, I mean, he's been there for seven years, and it seems like they've had a very amicable relationship. I mean, I know they've had a couple of dust-ups, but they both know they're better with each other than without, right?
I guess. I mean, what would you call it? He was paid handsomely. Well, he's a masochist, right? He took the money to get a beating every day.
That's one way to put it. I think.
Oh, well, I mean, that's people. Hey, those guys on Wall Street pay to get a beating. They got money, right?
Well, Shannon Sharpe became the star of that show. When they give him Club Shay Shay, you knew that was them kind of giving him a wink, saying, listen, we understand Skip Bayless is the reason why people might have started to tune in. We know based on your credibility, your Hall of Fame career as a tight end, and what you have meant as a broadcaster and how genuine you are about what you're saying. You're not just saying stuff for clicks like the other guy that he sits across from.
People
started to get accustomed to realizing who the real star of that show was.
How old is that guy? That guy got to be old.
He's over 70, yeah.
I think he's older than that, right?
I believe he's born in late 51. So he is 72 years old. Sorry, 71 years old.
Yeah, he's. How much longer can he? Well, not too much longer, right?
Well, I mean, there's a guy. Now, again, it's different because he's not doing it every day. But favorites, yeah.
Skip Bayless isn't on TV every day?
No, he is. But there is a guy that I believe it's even harder for because of travel that comes with being a broadcaster. And I think he does every game. I don't just think he does home games. You know where I'm going with this.
Oh, Sterling?
Mr. Baseball. No, not him. Older than Sterling.
Oh, Scully?
In between those guys, age-wise.
Well, I don't know.
Bob Uecker.
Well, what does he have to... He's not a dumb shouting head.
No, but to be able to broadcast... Because, listen, Skip Bayless has the luxury of preparing this stuff, right? He's got researchers and he's got writers.
My point is, there comes a point in time... This formula, and I know the guy who started it. I'm not going to say his name because I think he's an ass. He actually got caught up in one of these Me Too things. I know him personally.
Oh, can I? I know the initials, obviously. I know who it is.
Doesn't matter.
Got it.
This guy is almost, I don't want to say the father or the grandfather, but of shout sports. You know, of of everything that's taken place from Stephen A. with Bayless and then Shannon and Bayless. And it's just, let's embrace debate. That's ultimately what it was. And it has been successful. And it has been lucrative. And you see the conversations. And this is how I see everything. I'm not sitting around for 2 hours, you know, watching First Take in the middle of the day. I got things to do. I see the clips, the ones that go viral. And even then I go, man, do I need to sit here and listen to Kendrick Perkins? And then I'll see some of the comments and commentary by listeners and viewers, and I say to myself, whoa, like, there are a lot of people who see through this. It's still entertaining. As long as people watch, that's fine. But you can't do the same thing forever without change, especially when the talents get older, okay? There's a group of people that are now coming up in their early teens or late teens, early 20s. I don't know if they're going to tolerate a 71-year-old Skip Bayless getting paid, I don't know, 15, 10 plus whatever million dollars a year.
15 easy.
Yeah, to sit there and yell. You know, that's just a natural clock and a natural progression. It'll be very interesting to see, for instance, what a Pat McAfee does. There's a reason why Pat McAfee got his job. He's half the age of Skip Bayless. He played in the NFL. He's had success. And so Shannon Sharp deciding to depart, I know there was a whole story about him being robbed last year or a couple of weeks ago, his home invasion. I don't know. Maybe there's a certain perspective that he has where he's just like, man, I got my money. I got my coin. I can continue. I can go elsewhere. I ain't worried about Shannon Sharp. Hey, it comes a point in time, I think, where everybody goes, hey, enough is enough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, that's why tonight our top six list is going to be about athletes who just need to stop talking. Because there comes a point in time where enough is enough. And so we'll get to that in about an hour from now. But on the other side of the break, we'll continue talking about this. And then we'll also talk about someone else. Isn't there enough when it comes to Aaron Rodgers? He's still talking about his exit from the Packers. I'll explain on the other side of CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.